Michael Plasko from Netanya asks, why Kiddush Levana and not Yoreach? Why did Chazal change the Lashon from that used in Tanakh? First of all, in Tanakh it mentions Levana too. It says in Yeshayahu, Chof Dalet v'chofra ha-Levana, and in Shir HaShirim it says Yofa ka-Levana. So Levana is as much a word for the moon in Tanakh as Yoreach. Now the Levana refers to the whiteness of the moon, the light of the moon, and when we make Kiddush Levana, we're doing it as a bracha for the benefit we get from the light of the moon. So therefore, it's the Levana. The Yoreach represents more the motions, the revolution of the moon around the earth, right, and its cycle. That has nothing to do with Kiddush Levana. So therefore, the Kiddush Levana is for the Levana aspect of the moon, not the Yoreach part. In addition, the word Chodesh also corresponds to the Chodesh, the new moon, the light part of the moon, and the Yerach, which comes from Yoreach, refers to the movement of the moon, mostly the end of the month, when the moon is already shot away. Yoreach comes from Yora, which means to cast away. So it usually applies to the end of the month, and the therefore, in a ksuba, we write the name of the month with the designation Chodesh. So-and-so days, L'Chodesh Tishrei. On the other hand, in a get, in a divorce, we write so-and-so days, L'Yerach Tishrei. Because a divorce is something that represents an end of a certain status. And a ksuba represents a marriage, which is the beginning of a new status. One related to the Chodesh, Levana, and one related to the Yerach, Yoreach.